Hello and welcome to YHTV's Flowing into Awareness with visionary and master intuitive Anatara. This is episode 8. I'm Christina Suzuma, your host of this program. Today's show is titled, Is There Meaning in This Year of 2013? Now that's interesting. Welcome, Anatara.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Christina.
This is quite a topic today.
It is, and I'm going to try to, as succinctly as possible, give a little bit of insight and tingling delight to what this year can mean for us. there was so much information and so much dialogue on so many levels of life and existence in society about 2012 and how we were going to be set up to be in to shift and to experience new kinds of awareness, and how parts of us would be more open than they used to be, and how the feminine was going to rise. But so little has been said about what that means once we're through that time, that month of December.
Everyone didn't know if we were going to be here or not. That's why. It's like Armageddon. Are we still going to be here? Will we still be alive? So it's almost like there was a cutting point there.
Exactly. And people were not talking about, even some visionaries were not talking about what's coming next. And because it was so unknown, you described that perfectly. And so now here we are. We're in 2013. We've come through some very, very profound channels of opening, channels of possibility. Now, what do we do now? What's here now? Is there meaning to this new year of 2013? And my attitude to the opening and to the awareness changes throughout 2012 was that I was available to receive and to shift and change whatever those new energies would allow me to do, and would the adaptations that I would be taken through because of the new infusion of energy and the release of things that we've been hanging on to for so long. And I was going to be ready to see what came next. So I started 2013 thinking and sort of being with myself and wondering what was coming. And the first thing that I felt was an easiness, and I'm going to describe it as an easiness in my heart center, an easiness that reflected to me a removal of certain restrictions, a removal of certain kind of constraints, energetic constraints, that even though I could feel very expansive, were always still partially available, partially felt. So I noticed that I had a freedom and I had an easiness in my soul, in my heart center, in my whole body. And there was also an easiness in how I could open to the other intuitive levels of available information that I'm generally open to. And I have found that in meditation, the places that literally I'll call them dimensions for lack of any other better term to apply to them, but the other timelines, the other dimensions that I can access are well beyond anything I might have previously even accessed or understood. And I'm not going to get into talking too much about that right now, except to say that dampening fields have been removed. In this year of 2013, we can do things that we used to do or attempt things in similar ways that we used to in 2012 and previously. But now there's the possibility of a different effect. Now there's the possibility of a different answers, different awarenesses to come through. So if we think specifically of working with our intuition, and we think specifically of meditating to see whatever is available to us, I think that we can find that the flow is greater. The flow into us from elsewhere is stronger. That there are more channels, more little places that we can delve into, work into, follow. And we may not know what the information is going to be like from some of those places yet. We may not know what to do with information received from some of those places yet. But there, we are being entreated to look further, to let ourselves go further. When I was talking a few moments ago about how we don't have to do it any differently than we used to, our intuition still works the same way. Our meditative expansiveness still functions the same way. If we don't worry about how to do anything and just open in a very relaxed and easy way with the new availability of the spaces we can access, it is profound what will and can come through. So, looking at the vessel of 2013, and trying to apply the way we used to think is not going to work as well as being a part of this new vessel of 2013 with its insistent delights for us, and just being present to see what we can be available to. So what does that mean? It means that there are new channels open that we haven't seen yet. There are new directions available, both inside the internal spirit and outside in the physical, that we don't know anything about yet. And in this vessel of delights, all we have to do is make ourselves available to finding out what they are. So by using your intuition to ask, you know, what's available to me? What do I see here? Or to be in meditation and let whatever space you go to teach you about what it is. That's all you need to do. We don't know specifically what some of these things are yet. And we're in a place where it's sort of like going back to kindergarten or grade one, where we can allow the information to filter through and sift through and come to us in its new ways. And we can allow that filtration of great and new and wonderful ideas and feelings and sensations and knowings. We can let that come through slowly, or we can just say, okay, do it however you want us to receive it. Let that be slow. Let that be quick. Let the body in its body brilliance be able to attune to what's coming through. May all of our systems be available for however it is that you, in this external and amazing knowing and brilliance as well, want us to receive it. So I suppose what I'm really saying is, don't believe that you are who you used to be.
That was only a month ago.
I know. And don't believe that the world and the earth and this galaxy, these galaxies that we are a part of, are the way they used to be, because they aren't. Mm-hmm. We are still here to receive and interpret the new language. And we can do that at whatever rate we're ready and able to do it through. So allow yourself to not be concerned, not be afraid, and to think, wow, I'm just starting school again. This is fantastic. And see where that takes you. Now, you know, there's lots more to be said on this subject, and we'll continue with it. But for now, just find a way to, you know, each and every one of you, find a way to see what's new, to feel what's new, and to be shown what's new, because it is new.
Well, also, we've just entered into the lunar year of the snake. So here we are, from the dragon, which had, you know, its wonderful paws and claws, to the snake that has no legs. So this is quite an interesting time to see how people actually flow and adjust. And I just tell people, just slide through life with ease right now and just be still, you know, like the snake is, and just wait.
Yeah, that's such great, a great direction, a great way to go, and a great affirmation for what's truly going on. I see so many snakes here. Still, I see snakes all the time. I've always liked snakes. And They are everywhere. Well, it's warm, it's summer, they're out, but it's amazing. They are part of one's daily observations.
How wonderful. I love snakes as well. So this is their year. We can honor them and really learn from them at the same time on how to just be for a while. There was just so much turmoil. There was so much anxiousness for 2012 and the end of 2012, that a lot of fear.
Uncertainty.
Yes, because of everything that was being said, you know, the visionaries were saying things, the predictions were a whole nother thing. People were very, very scared of what might happen. And now it's like, okay, it's time to breathe. Mm-hmm. We're still here. And see what is in every moment of our day and how it unfolds.
You know? And as we can tune into it now, there's this really easiness, of delight. I keep using that word. So if we look at what is delightful to us, or what delights us, or what gives that little smile to our faces and to our hearts, that is far more accessible than it used to be. And I imagine, though, that for some people, there are still sort of some what feel like hard details to work through, to, in a sense, to conquer. And if we let that happen, knowing that there is some sort of delight in there as well, or that behind it, when it's through, when it's passed through, the delightfulness of being is going to shine and be present, maybe that'll make it easier. So what I would like to say is, like, don't give up. And if you can, believe what I'm saying about the difference in what's here with us, the difference in how we can act and behave now. And receive, how we can receive now.
I completely agree. That's lovely, Anantara. Well, you see, that was a full session on 2013, at least the beginning of 2013.
the beginning of it.
Yes. And then really, we have to start simply, you know, to start simply and just be aware and be quiet and still for a little while. I think that's always... The key is when we take a breath and see what life has in front of us.
And the breath is so important, and not doing it in any heavy way, but as you say, just take a breath. Always remind yourself that you can take a really deep, really slow, cleansing, relaxing, easy breath. And on and through that breath, you'll find a place that's a little bit more relaxed in almost every situation.
I am right with you on that, Anantara. Thank you so much for another moment where you bring us the awareness.
And you're so welcome. Enjoy your moments.
Thank you. And I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this new platform of education and information. We are grateful for your continuous support and look forward to hearing your feedback on how we can serve you better. We invite you to join us live Tuesdays for Magical Medical Tour at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. Wednesdays for Trinity of Life at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, followed every other week with Flowing Into Awareness with Anantara. Anantara has assisted many through spiritual counseling for over 25 years to clients throughout the U.S., Canada, and Europe. She continues to do intuitive readings, which she calls angel listenings. And you could be in touch with Anantara through myyogahub.com/Anantara. You can follow her on Twitter at Anantara. And of course, through her own website, anantara.ca. Until next time, namaste.